Xbox Cloud Gaming is apparently having some issues. Right now, users are reporting larger than normal queue times when trying to access video games via Xbox Cloud Gaming. In fact, some users are reporting 60... I'm sorry, did I read that wrong? 60 minute wait times? What is this, Rise of the Resistance? Now, the members of the Xbox Cloud Gaming Reddit page were quick to point out that the queue times have consistently increased ever since Grand Theft Auto V was added to the Xbox Cloud Gaming library. How is that possible? I mean, don't get me wrong, Grand Theft Auto V, masterpiece of a video game. But that game came out in 2013 for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And what makes that even crazier, and this is really gonna be like inside baseball here, but Grand Theft Auto V is consistently in the top 10 video games sold every single month. We are 10 years into this game and the game is still doing crazy numbers. I mean, God have mercy on our souls when Grand Theft Auto 6 launches, because that game is gonna break all kinds of records. Now, Windows Central was quick to point out that a lot of the delays could be caused with how Xbox handles game delivery via Game Pass these days. Specifically noting that not every game is installed on every server at all times, which certainly would add to the queue times. And of course, another scenario could be that Xbox just doesn't have the proper allotment of servers to deal with the increased demand that Xbox Cloud Gaming is seeing now that Grand Theft Auto 5 is available. Insert the just saying, never had these problems with Google Stadia. However, to that, I would say Stadia never had Grand Theft Auto 5, and at most, we had like 6 people playing Stadia at any given moment, so server allotment was never really an issue for us. But it is kind of interesting to see the Xbox Cloud servers begin to show their limits. I mean, Xbox has been very open about the fact that internally, cloud gaming isn't really seen as a substantial market that can stand on its own. So again, just reading between the lines here, but it's definitely possible that we are seeing, you know, Xbox not continuing to advance the technology or just add additional resources where necessary, because they look at it and they're like, hey man, this is a cool little hobby project, but it's not really a thing right now. And I understand for a lot of gamers, including myself, that's a disappointing thing to hear, especially if you are a gamer like myself who pays $16 a month to play video games instantly via the cloud. And if I'm paying $16 a month, the last thing that I want to see is that I boot up a game and, hey, now I gotta wait 60 minutes to go play it. I could literally install the game in 60 minutes and probably be playing it before I could play it via the cloud. Just something that I've been thinking about lately, and I'd love to know your thoughts as well. So please let me know in the comment section what you thought about today's video. Don't forget, Nerf Gaming Hotline is open all week long. Call in, link is in the description down below. Click it, leave us a voicemail free of charge. Let me know your thoughts on today's video or anything else going on in the gaming world. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts, and thank you guys so much for watching.